Hi, good evening. My name is Robert from the Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you over 18 years old, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, job, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime and drugs, other.
I'd say one of the biggest concerns I have is the crime.
Thank you, ma'am. What is the most important or pressing global environment issue? Fossil fuel, carbon emissions, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate changes, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation.
I think the biggest issue is that the push towards electric vehicles. I'm against that for the state of Minnesota. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate changes, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill spaces, other.
What is the first question? What was the question again, please?
What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution,
okay.
Air pollution, global warming, climate changes, recycling, forest management.
I'd say probably water pollution.
Thank you, ma'am. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Refining, excellent, good, just fair, poor.
I think fine, fair to good.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Mining, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Forest products, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Agriculture and farming, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think there's a trend in our medical where it's taking longer and longer to get in to see a doctor, so I would say fair.
Okay, thank you. Electric utilities, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing mining, forests, and natural resources in Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Thank you, ma'am. Country land departments, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Forest and timber industries, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Services, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturer, in Minnesota economies, would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, and not at all important?
It's important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Well, it should be significant. I don't know how it will be.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their places? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested? Fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer than harvested.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough
trees? How many more questions do we have?
We almost done, ma'am. Just bear with me. Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
It has impact, yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial issues or federal, state, or country lands that are not parks or wildlife, wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yeah, fine.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wildness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Probably be fine.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for the use of biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
I don't have an opinion about that.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole tree harvested from Minnesota forest to use as biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
You know, I really don't think we should be using our trees.
Okay, no problem.
Do biofuel.
I understand. Thank you. Your opinion is very appreciated. Have you ever seen each or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Say that again, please.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Probably
yes,
some,
no?
You know, yes, I'm sure I've read something.
No problem. We're almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your concern. Do you consider yourself an active member or environmental groups?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, salt and paper mill dust makers for manufacturer of wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota state's economy? A significant
yes.
component of, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem, difficulty hiring and retaining a quality workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging and equipment operators and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose to the use of state tax to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. In the state of Wisconsin, is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. It is the forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hours certification, training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private effort to address the forest industry workforces, issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people for the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase of both the numbers and diversity on the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota on making a similar investment or support on its rural economies, forests, and forest industry? You support or you oppose?
I oppose any subsidizing any industry.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to list several components of the programs, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training program directed to meet the needs of products and mills. Support or oppose?
Is this state funding again?
Mm-hmm.
No, I oppose it.
Okay, no problem. Increase the numbers of diversity on the workers with outreach for people not traditionally employed for the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Support
I oppose it. I oppose
Thank you, ma'am. Work with partners to address
other... I don't think that diversity should be important in any industry to make it successful. I think the worker themselves, no matter what, their breed or whatever they are, I think I have nothing against anybody working in any industry, but I think they should be, work for their, for their job.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Okay. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
Support.
Oppose.
Oppose. Get into school classrooms and starting informing young people of the opportunities that forest worker job provide. Support or oppose?
I don't think it would hurt to inform people about what the industry would provide for jobs. So that would be fine to have that being taught.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level education you have completed? High school or less? Technical or grade school? Some college?
Technical.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you, ma'am. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you, ma'am. Is your annual income $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political reviews as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. In which of the following categories would you put your job business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical health or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade?
Agriculture.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your time, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a great evening, ma'am.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.